It's an ill mind that's still time build and refine. Still getting mine in the non-hat. Build and refine. Build and refine. Still getting mine in the non-hat. Build and refine. Still getting mine. Geometric. Non-hat.
Stylus Chris.
Non-hat. DJ has one. Don't touch the dial, you heard.
What's good, everybody? DJ Geometrics here. Monday night, 9 p.m. You know what that means. Welcome back to the 9 at 9 podcast. The only show on the internet where we have 9 DJs on a roundtable panel.
Howdy, people in the house.
Today's DJ Topics. Tonight is part 2 of episode number 12. So our special guest panel from last week is back here tonight. And we're continuing the conversation with them about, you know, DJs on Twitch. So give it up one more time for our special guest, ADMC, Buck Rogers, Flips, DJ Bo, and Audio One. And of course, we got the rest of the crew here with me tonight, my co-host, DJ As One, John Jay, and Stylus Chris.
Peace.
So if you guys missed last week's episode, you can always watch it again on facebook.com/beatrefinery or youtube.com/beatrefinery. This show is brought to you by Beat Refinery DJ School at Bach to Rock. Learn how to mix, scratch, and make music by visiting beatrefinery.com. We have locations all over the U.S. So let's get on with the show. But first, we are going to introduce a new segment to the show called Unpopular Opinion, new-ish. So basically where one of the hosts will bring up an opinion on a particular topic to which most everyone agrees upon is true, but that host will argue and debate the counterpoint of it or the unpopular opinion of it. So for example, you know, recently most will say that the 95-96 Chicago Bulls was the greatest NBA team of all time, but then there's a small minority who will say, nah, man, the Golden State Warriors a few years ago is the greatest of all time, which honestly is not true, but so on that note,
are you setting it up, man? You're setting it up.
So on that note, Sean Jay has volunteered to start off with this week's unpopular opinion. So
all right,
go ahead, take it away, Sean.
My unpopular opinion, you can come for me in the DMs. However, I'm going to present this way. We've already talked about it in the first episode about this conversation with live streaming and Twitch specifically. So my unpopular opinion is we are all established DJs, professional DJs with all kinds of backgrounds and all kinds of resumes. We're here today with a bunch of experienced Twitch streamers. However, being on Team DJ, I firmly believe that it is in our best interest to show a lot more love. If anything, we should be questioning why and what we can do to make that switch not just to Twitch, but we need to show some more love to Mixcloud, because as a DJ on Team DJ, Mixcloud is the only place on the internet that is looking after the best interests of DJs specifically, and the number one hurdle that got everybody to evacuate from Instagram and Facebook is the fact that they have copyright agreements with the major record labels. So we don't have to deal with any of this mess with these majors who don't want their things to be on record pools. All of that stuff isn't an issue anymore. So what is it about Mixcloud that DJs are hating on? That's my question, and the opinion is we need to be showing them the same love that we're showing to Twitch right now, because they're looking out for us. We need to look out for them.
So,
all right, Twitchers,
who has an opinion on that?
I feel like it's just only DJs on Mixcloud. Like when I DJ, I don't want to just play for DJs. Like the beauty of Twitch is it has its own community of like just regular civilians, and like I'll rather tap into that than just DJing for DJs. And that's usually why, like, I fought going on Mixcloud when I found out they had like the live stream thing going on. But Yeah, that's.
I'm gonna be honest. I've never even signed up for Mixcloud yet, and and the monetization more so. I don't.
Right.
They don't have that platform set up, and I gotta eat. I gotta survive. Yep. I don't want to go out in the fuck Texas heat and have to grind out there. I'd rather stay in my deep PJs in the AC. While
DJ. That's the DJ in your PJs. Not gonna lie about that.
That's what I'm saying, you know, it's
and beautiful. They don't got no emotes, man. They gotta get the emote game up.
Emotes, yeah.
Yes, some emotes.
I also feel like I can comment on this too. I also feel like it's a little harder to, when everything started on Instagram or Facebook Live, to get your followers or your community to change and go over to a new platform. Like it was hard enough to get the majority of people you got to come over to your Twitch channel. It's a little difficult now to ask them to start going to another platform that is completely different again.
Sure.
So I think Mixcloud, well, they are definitely looking out for the DJs. We kind of got into it a little bit too late. Before everyone's kind of bunkered down in the Twitch world.
They do have a subscription model though, right? So yeah, you can make
monetization built in.
There is monetization built in.
Select, I think Select or Pro or whatever it is.
But somebody has to actually subscribe to your channel, but then that's it. That's where it stops. Right? That's where the monetization stops. Seems like Twitch might have a little bit more robust platform when it comes to incentivizing people to use a stream or to you can kind of bounce it around a little bit. It seems like there's a lot more engagement.
There's way easier ways to engage with Twitch via the emotes or, you know, your chat and just all the extra widgets and features. You can even play games in your chat.
Yeah.
And like they can sit here and bet against each other and you can have a magic eight ball. Like there's so much stuff and so much new stuff coming out. So
The reality is with Mixcloud, they're really, everyone wants them to be just like Twitch. So why not just be on Twitch?
Right.
You know, and just speaking frankly, I'm going to be the one that's going to talk smack here, but everyone that hates on Twitch are people that are on Mixcloud. Mm-hmm. You know, there's crews and there's companies out there that are riding hard for Mixcloud, and that's cool. But, you know, the reality is, we are already on this platform. We started with zero. So the reality is maybe these guys just don't want to start at the bottom. They, you know, the reality is when it comes to Twitch, you know, like sometimes it's a bad look, you know, to have low numbers. But the reality is we have to build it from the ground up. All of us started with zero, 5, 10 viewers, built it up. So I feel like the people that are talking smack all over, like on Twitch, on people on Twitch or Instagram or whatever, are people that are really riding hard for Mixcloud. Now, I get it. Mixcloud is legal. Everything, they're doing everything by the book. But the reality is their platform isn't there. And even by the time that they get it there, it might be too late. You know, like people might already, like at some point, people are going to get back to working. And there's going to be a massive, there's going to be an exodus of people that are no longer going to start streaming. It's already happening.
You know,
there's other areas in the country and even the world. I mean, there's other countries that are, they're already back to work. There's less people streaming now, especially DJs. Yeah. So, you know, but for us, I think all of us in here that are on it, we're doing this full time, man. Like if we invested so much of this time, we built these communities, these audiences, why are we going to abandon them to go to another platform?
Yep.
Well, let me ask you this. Like, I know from my experience, the one thing that's very difficult with Mixcloud, it's the way to stream. It's basically like the same way you're trying to, you know, if you're experienced with like Restream, you basically can't restream to like Instagram. And the way you stream into like Mixcloud is the same thing as like trying to stream into like Instagram with like, you know, Yellow Duck or, you know, having its own like stream key. But what happens if Mixcloud can solve that part of it where they can actually, you know, be able to like one of the services that you can actually restream to? And I don't know how you guys are streaming, you know.
Well, you can restream to it. You can restream to it, but you have to customize it.
You have to have custom.
Every time you log in, you've got to get a new code. And so it's just one more step.
That's the part, like on our show, I'm having, you know, a difficult, like, trying to stream to, like, Mixcloud. It's like, because it's an extra step.
Yeah.
No, it would be great if it was, like, if I could just restream and it goes to, like, Mixcloud automatically. You know, what happens if Mixcloud does solve that part of it and makes it easier to, like, you know, I don't know how you guys, like, stream to, like, Twitch. It's either through OBS, Streamlabs, or maybe Twitch's own streaming software, but... I want to get everybody's opinion on, like, what happens if that becomes easier to access.
I'd say Audio One just hit the nail on the head. It's gonna there's gonna be two camps. There's gonna be the Mixcloud camp and the Twitch camp. The question is, if the people are gonna start from zero, they're gonna pick one or the other.
But I feel like one thing you could do also is we have 7 days out of the week and like six different streaming services at this point. So you don't, unless, I mean, for those, like I said, when I was earlier grinding it out, of course, you got to put in the time for Twitch because you get the incentives. But for the other platforms, one, so you don't stretch yourself so thin via Twitch, maybe do Mixcloud one day, maybe do Instagram one day. That way you're still engaging with all your platforms that you have. Because like Instagram used to be my biggest following. Now Twitch done took that over. So I might, honestly, Twitch is the only thing I'm on. I don't even get on Facebook. I don't even check Instagram. I'm going to be real. Like, I'm eat, sleep. Twitch repeat, like.
Well, and I think to your point, Buck, I think what's interesting though is when you were on our show last time a few months ago is when you had almost just kind of got into Twitch somewhat heavy, and just as you were saying, you went from doing it every day to watching it start, even you, is even with your name and who knows you around the world, when you start a platform from step one, you're still at step one no matter what. And that's what I loved about hearing what you were saying, is like that you just put in that work, you just took back what you have always known how to do, which is work hard at your craft, and it came for you. And I think I've been actually following all of you guys since the beginning of the streaming world through COVID, but then also watching you guys all kind of transition onto Twitch. And, you know, Flips and I talk about this all the time. He's just like, you know, I'm not sweating. I remember when he started, he's like, yeah, whatever. I got seven people watching me. I'm not sweating it. And it was just like a continual, I'm just going to keep doing this. And now there's days where I'm like, so it's like when one of your boys like hits it big kind of thing, and you're like, damn, because like you look, any of us that watch a lot of Twitch streamers, and you're like, you see all the people going on, and I see guys that like I've looked up to for 20 years as DJs, and then Flips has got more numbers than them watching them right now, and I'm like, and I know that he did that through building it strictly through the Twitch platform, not from any extraordinary nuances. It was just like getting on, doing his thing, and staying the course. And that's like I think something that probably why most people that have built a following on Twitch are like, I'm not going to Mixcloud because I don't want to do that all over again.
I'm not saying
that's the realness, is no one that has had to take the grind of that they don't want to do that again. But what I think the thing that is scary is, and we'll just, let's just rapid fire this. Do you think that what's going to happen first? Twitch is going to get banned, where they're going to have the same restrictions and start getting booted, or is the money and the copyright going to be taken care of first?
I don't think they're going to get shut down. Like, they have so much money, they're not. I mean, if anything, the music industry is probably just going to start finding them, because like Sony has that new legal team and they're attacking everyone. It don't matter if you got anything, Sony boy, they are shutting you down, or you are giving them their money and they don't care. But on the flip side of what I was before in my head, because I have very short-term memory, the only advantage of going to Mixcloud now is in case it does pop, you're ahead of the curve. So, like, you've already put your time in there. And, like, that's by doing one platform each day, you can at least dedicate some time to each platform. You don't necessarily have to grind as hard, but you can at least get a head start of the game versus, oh, now it's trending, I got to catch up.
Yeah.
So that'd be the only, and honestly, I'm probably going to look into it after today. Just so, you know, my head is, what's going on?
You heard it here. Buck Rogers with a new Mixcloud page coming soon.
It's not bad to diversify, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've talked to Flips about it, especially since we've become partners on Twitch. Like, it isn't even just about music now. Now we're thinking like talk shows. We're talking about, you know, IRL streams, you know what I mean? Video gaming, like we have these opportunities. We can still DJ, but say the music becomes an issue, we have all these other opportunities. I can tell you from my perspective, like I started an actual my Wednesdays, it's all Latin music. So I'm actually hosting in English and Spanish. And even that has opened up a whole new lane where I'm going to be doing all Spanish shows because there is a lack of Spanish DJ mix shows and there's a lack of Spanish programming on Twitch. Yeah. And because I know the language and I can navigate through it, so even if the DJ part falls off on Twitch, we Flips and I and a lot of streamers are in a good position where we can continue with other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's good to diversify.
So Audio One, are we included in that rotation too?
Yes.
Well, that's something else.
Yo, that is so too, fire.
Is switching, like, kind of similar to him. Like, I want to do like a Music Monday or a Machine Monday where I'm, you know, behind the scenes, how I put routines together, mm-hmm. or I'm just sitting here making a beat, you know, sit here and see, yeah. kind of like against the clock type deal, put a timer on it, maybe an hour or 2 hours.
Like Inferno, yeah. and like Inferno's doing, like,
He does this little live remix stuff, yeah. which is very dope, and like how he does that. And plus, he has his mixed major school that he's kind of funneling stuff through as well. So, like, you know, no, that's, you know,
Kenny Beats and Carmack do the same thing too. Like,
yeah. I see a lot of producers on there now kind of just showing. And that's dope to see because you would never really get that opportunity. They wouldn't think to do that normally. But, like, okay, you're learning their secrets on how they're, you know, behind their production and stuff.
Right.
You know, everyone has their, you know, their black bag of tricks that they, you know, you can't relinquish because you were told not to.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Talking about Kenny Beats, his Twitch following is, like, I know his Discord server is, like, 10,000 people.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. Carmack, I've been following forever. Like, shout out to the whole selection.
I love how diverse Carmack is. That dude will have some funk, and then he'll just drop and melt your face. And I'm just like, yo. Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about Discord. Like, do you guys, every single one of you guys have, like, Discord community?
I'm not on it.
I don't know.
I'm not active on mine. I have one.
I'm not active on mine.
It's basically like a Reddit, right? Like a Reddit for your
family. Yeah, it's basically, so like for those who like you build your own server, basically. You can have all types of topics, discussions. You can add your moderators to have, you know, just specific only moderator pages. But it's basically your Twitch chat unplugged without video.
There's video? Isn't there video too?
Yeah, there's a video feature as well.
It has a text and video feature. But basically, you can keep the chat going, and like, it's great to get suggestions because, like, basically in my Discord, I'll have like just general discussion, off topic, music requests, emoji requests, or emotes requests. You know, like channel points, ideas, and just it's a great way to like brainstorm. And you can set each channel to like who can comment, who can't. So like, you have your introduction, your welcome page. No one can type on that or say anything unless they're a moderator or however you set it up. But you know, just welcomes you to it, you know, give your little bio behind who you are, la, la, la. And then you can just set topics to just keep in touch about stuff.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. It's like a message board gone wild in 2020.
That's a great analogy. Yeah.
So do any of you guys think that it's going to get shut down before it gets solved, before we move on to the rapid fire? You guys think you're good? Everybody thinks they're good. We're going to be good. They'll figure it out.
I mean, they got enough money. He better figure it out.
And essentially, you're not really supposed to be saving your sets anyways. And I think, you know...
That's one thing I was going
to say. That's the big thing. Just don't save your sets. I mean, it's a live stream. And, you know, I've had friends that are like, oh, we tried to go back to your live stream or tried to watch it, but there's like muting. And I'm like, you know, in the end, I'd rather have you guys just watch it live. And if you miss that show... whatever, because I have specific themes now for my nighttime sets. Like, just check in next week, and you know, if you can't check in, like, you know, tough. Like, I'm not trying to get in trouble over like a saved set,
right?
Because like someone wants to watch it. The whole point is being in the moment on Twitch, I think, with a lot of the DJs and seeing a lot of, you know, funny stuff, like, you know, getting like someone getting like, you know, essentially the new word is like crumbly. You know, that like that's like a West Coast thing that just like, I feel like only people that are on Twitch know it, you know, for if you're on the East Coast. But like I said, you've been able to see a lot of DJs get like essentially crumbly in front of your eyes. I'm one of them.
For all the old heads, what does that mean?
just drunk, hammered, you know, same thing.
Buck-eyed.
Yeah.
Buck-eyed.
It's crazy, but like in the end, I don't want that on like a recorded stream, like... so people can go back and like look at it and just be like, "Yo, are we supposed to hire this guy
for mayor?"
Yeah.
Not only
but yeah, essentially going back, like, you're not technically supposed to save your set. So once it's done, you know, and it's gone. So I don't know how they could come back, and unless they pull some like Facebook algorithm type stuff.
But at this point, they don't have any means to like regulate lives, like just the live broadcasts.
They're not doing it. If they do,
I'm sure they have means, because that's the exact reason that Facebook will cut you off with certain songs that are under certain labels and certain agreements. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they can. They just have chosen to not.
Yeah. Well, maybe the workaround is because they mute it after the fact. Because I mean, it runs the same algorithm that Shazam and everything does. That's how it knows, you know. So. Because maybe they do it after the fact. That's their little like gray area that they get away with, because they're still muting the audio for those items.
Right.
I think in the beginning we had just a really big migration either to Mixcloud or to Twitch, and for me the thing that I followed kind of the egg on was when Serato put so much effort into it. Mm. To me, that was like, if that's the software that I use and kind of how so much of my DJ world coexists through that software, if they're going all in on Twitch and not Mixcloud, to me, that's kind of was to me the line of demarcation, at least.
Mm-hmm.
For, to be like, you know what, there's enough people with the confidence that this is going to last. Mm-hmm. And then ironically how video games needed music for so long to help them sell, and now it's us needing video games to help music.
Wow.
So it's a really, really, I mean, in this whole pandemic, it's left is right, up is down, and we've been seeing it through everything in life, and just one more example of it where, you know, this has just been a really a reverse of polarity in a lot of ways to our life. And I think Audio One said something that was really poignant to me back in last week's episode, where he and if you guys haven't followed Audio One, check him out on his Twitch page. He's a guy that a friend of ours and a great ambassador, just true rounded all around good guy ambassador for the DJ culture. And
the mayor of DJ Twitch is what I said.
The mayor of DJ Twitch, Sanjay, has dubbed him on other episodes. But one thing I thought was really stood out to me that you said, when you said at some point this is all going to end.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to kind of just quickly rapid fire through all you guys saying, you know, once, let's say, the pandemic is completely over and all the shutdowns, clubs are open, all this, do you think that you will still find significance on Twitch? Let's start with you, Audio One.
Yes, I've invested a lot of time. This community that I've built, you know, that's all of us have built in our channels. And, you know, like Flips's people go to my channel, my people go to his channel. Like, we are just one big community. We're not just going to give up on them. And, you know, they support us. They support us not only like by being there every day, they support us financially, you know, subs, bits, everything, you know, donation, direct donations and everything. Like, so for me, like I've been telling my friends, like, let's not make this our sole source of income. This is just an addition to our career. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were DJs, we became producers, mashup makers, remixers, we ran clubs, we did promo, we did marketing. Like, being a DJ is a lot of different hats now. And now we just added, you know, live streaming, video broadcaster to our resume. You know, so I honestly, for me, even when things open up, I'm still in, man. I mean, I got all this gear, all this stuff. Like, I've never had lights before. I've never had a DSLR before. I mean, my brother and his friends from YouTube, they built me an actual streaming PC. So, like, this is an investment, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would I just give up? You know, like,
nice.
It's like, why?
I was gonna say, even though you kind of recognize that a good bit of the audience will probably taper off to a degree once the world opens back up, you feel like you've connected enough to the audience that was there even prior to this that you're already going to be here.
But you guys already mentioned, like,
which is dope.
A lot of like the audience that you guys are gaining is like not even like your current fan base, like, you know, like previous fan base. It's a whole new fan base.
Right. Like Flip said, like we this pandemic in many ways leveled the playing field across the board with DJing. If anything, we recognized all the smoke and mirrors DJs are nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
Anyone that has no skill never even tried to get on. And this is me just talking my smack here, but this is the reality.
Talk it.
You know what I mean? Yes.
Because the reality is it's just you in a room by yourself looking at a camera. It is very weird when we're used to having 500, 1,000 people in front of us and like 20, 30 girls around us and trying to like concentrate on something, you know, like it's just you and that camera and you just got to, you know, in my mind, I make it feel like, look, I'm in the club right now. I'm entertaining all these people in the chat. Like, it's a whole different mindset. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different world. And I don't see it stopping, man. Honestly, even when things do open up, man, this is a whole new frontier now. And we are the pioneers of this.
ADMC, what do you say?
Man, I just listen to Audio One just preach, man. I agree 1,000%. You know, I think the schedules will change for sure for DJs because when they start working again, they're not going to be able to keep their schedules. But I think for sure, as far as I go as well, I'm going to keep going because, to another point, Audio One just said that you invested. I've invested. I bought, audio cards, new cameras, wires. I set up my entire studio to, you know, hide everything but still be able to, you know, stream. I put in a lot of time learning OBS and how to make your scenes look cool. Or, you know, every stream I do now is a little different. So every time I get on, I add and subtract things. So yeah, it's a whole new job now, and I don't see it going away. Even if things open back up, it might slow down a little bit, but I'm gonna keep going too.
Well, at least you guys have, like, I mean, especially for a lot of the working DJs, I mean, you guys have
to do,
like, on a weeknight, on a weekday, like, lunchtime. I know some of y'all, like, doing, like, lunchtime mixes, you know.
But what's up with you? What's your thoughts?
I'm going to keep going as well because, like everyone said, you invest so much time. And with the people, you invest so much time. You build a community with these people. So just, like, dead it. It would be... you know, kind of a discredit to them. So
yeah,
I'm definitely going to keep going.
Or Buck, how about you?
I'm not going anywhere. Cause like I said, with just the fan base that I've built all over the world, like I'm gaining fans that I've never had before. So, I mean, I have noticed a significant decrease on the weekends now with, you know, other cities and states and countries opening up is, you know, there's not as much engagement and people definitely aren't throwing bits like they used to, but I mean, it's still a great way to build up your fan base and just honestly, Twitch has made me a better DJ. I keep saying it, but like
the range 1,000%
stuff that I get to do without being judged by an owner is awesome. And like, it's looking at the diversity of people that come in because like I'll have Brazil pop in. So I'll be digging into like ballet punk, Brazil drum and bass. And then, you know, I'll see the UK. So I've been getting into my grime or like, you know, I've been trying to pinpoint target my audience, you know, and it's teaching me music that I don't know. A lot of the shit that I play, I don't even know. I just know how to set it up to play. Yeah. So, you know, it's just...
Right.
Yeah. Buck, where'd you get my hair from, dude?
I literally just had him... I turned my AirDrop on to the barber that you had it cut from.
That's it. You didn't know where that pipe led.
Give it back, man.
Pause. I'm about to cut it off right now.
Once again, guys, if you're just listening to the audio podcast, you're missing out on the video stream, man, because like you're seeing a preview of what Buck Rogers does on his stream. But
look at his investment.
We gotta ask Flips. We haven't asked. I'm gonna reframe the question differently for him though. Will you ever go back to club DJ?
All right. So for me, I'm definitely going to stay on Twitch. I mean, like everyone said, we've invested a lot of time, so much time with live streaming. And in the end, it's just another thing to add to your repertoire of what you can do. You can always go back to clubs. And, you know, I was talking to my wife. If weddings come back, private events in general come back, I have no problem just doing, private events on the weekends or whenever random times during the week, and then live streaming on the days that I was supposed to be at a bar or a club. Kind of what happened and what I thought was going to happen too is a lot of the venues in Virginia that are open right now are, we're in phase three, but it's still not, you know, you can't pack the place out. Because you can't pack the place out, they're not paying like what the normal rate is. And, you know, I'm not, to be honest, I'm not going to go out, get ready, you know, getting ready to DJ at a bar or a club.
And you don't want to risk it.
You're risking it, but no, it's essentially like an 8-hour commitment to do that, because you got to get ready. You got to, depending on where you're going, you got to drive, you got to set up, then you got to DJ for 4 to 5 hours, and then you got to drive home. And then you got to risk getting, you know, COVID for half the rate you were getting, for a third of the rate you were getting, you know, at a bar. For me, I mean, I'm not sure how everyone else is. I mean, it took, you know, April, May, June, July, August, and now I'm really starting to see a little bit more income from Twitch. I mean, you learn a lot over, you know, 3-4 months of being on it, but now it's starting to hit to the point where, like, I'm cool just staying at home and playing and going downstairs, setting up, and then walking back upstairs hammered and not having to get in my car. Not that anyone does do that, but, you know, I don't have to worry about that drive. I don't have to worry about any of that stuff anymore.
Oh, wait, you're hammered during the lunchtime mix too?
Not the lunchtime mix. I can't do that. But at nighttime, like, you know, tonight, I have like a slow jam Mondays, and it pops off. I don't know why. People just are popping in and hanging out, and it's just literally legit just slow jams.
Man, just red lights.
Yeah, man. Look at lots of Twitch babies made.
That's kind of what it is. Like, for me, though,
you didn't get me.
I don't think the club money is going to be there for me to come back and risk getting sick. I mean, another thing with the COVID is, like, you could do the right thing for, like, the next year and a half, and then someone who doesn't do the right thing will get you, you know, will get you sick, like, a year and a half later.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I want to jump in real quick and just kind of give some more context. I love that you said that, Flips, about, like, this is an 8-hour commitment to do a bar gig, club gig, whatever. I think that's the part of behind the curtain that a lot of people don't understand about what it is that we do, especially as mobile DJs. Just, there's so much work that no one else sees. And I can attest to that specifically. Just yesterday, as well as a week ago, I had the first two weddings I've done post-COVID. And the fact of the matter is, if I'm going to spend 8 hours to get all this work done, I'm weddings there for the client. Like, I'm going to. No. What's up?
Weddings are like 10 to 12 hours.
Oh, God, easily.
Club, 6 to 8 hours. A wedding, 10 to 12. You're spending that much.
But yeah, I mean, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, it just, the thing that really struck me is, like, the extra exclamation point on why I realized how much I love streaming is, last week I did an event and it was 150 plus people indoors. I'm not sure how the rules got skirted on that, and I'm not going to say anything further in about the venue or location. I'm just going to say that I get in front of a room full of people, as I've done for many, many years, and tell everybody, all right, due to the laws of the state of Maryland, we have to wear your mask, blah, 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 blah. Just letting everybody know, please social distance, stay safe. Let me know if there's anything you want to hear. And then from across the room, it's not, hey, I don't like this song. It's, COVID's not real. So for me, it's like a punch in the face. I could be at home playing funk, soul, and disco 45s, or I could be putting in more effort with more stress and risk getting a disease that may or may not exist, according to some people. It's just like, yo, this playing field has been leveled for us to start from zero and build up to something. But now that we're here, like, why would I ever be excited to put myself in harm's way?
Right.
So that's my little rant on that one. But yo,
that's because you probably got COVID.
I said it on Twitter.
People inside. Woo!
That's a Baltimore City fight. Does testing every Wednesday, and I'm gonna be in that line every Wednesday until the end of the season. I'm not messing around.
Yeah, I've done three weddings since the lockdown, and it's getting worse and worse. I mean, this one this past weekend, it was supposed to be a small wedding, but it also became a small venue, so everything was tight in there. And I was like, oh man, I gotta wear my mask. Like Ku was saying, man, if you're gonna have to work, I have to do it responsibly, man. Like,
here's the thing,
mask, man. Like, the whole time.
The one difference, for real, it's the energy. I always talk to my students when I'm telling about mixing. I'm always talking about the transfer of energy. When you're in a room and you're connected in the sense of being under the same roof, and you have that, you know, that energy is gone. So for you guys on Twitch now, how do you try to maintain, you know, those moments, you know, where you're playing something and everyone in the room is, they look at you because they get it. You know, how do you guys try to chase that in a virtual world?
Shout out to DMS.
Emotes.
Boom, boom, boom.
Your emotes, your emojis.
Bits.
Your hype. There's hype trains.
Dive into that, man.
Making sure you know when to use them.
New clue, right? I'm asking from that point of view. I want to know. But okay, so it's all that emotes that you guys have been talking about.
Well,
so,
it's not just that.
Let's get into that. Let's just for the audience that might not know yet, because this is still, to a lot of DJs out there, this is still really overwhelming to them.
Yeah.
You know, the same way, just I think most of us here were vinyl DJs first, and then became Serato or digital DJs. But just remember how that was when you started to see that the industry was changing to this new platform, and you kind of were, some people were like quick to jump on it, easy to grasp the technology. Others, including myself, were more apprehensive to the technology, and it took them a little bit of time to come over to it. And now we're seeing that again, you know, in this sense. So explain to the audience, like what all this means in terms of bits or someone.
Let's do one of those items at a time. Let's start with bits.
Okay.
And Flips, can you explain that?
So bits is the it's the currency for Twitch. So you can essentially buy, like, let's say, I guess 1 bit is 1 cent, right? Yeah. Okay. And then, you know, 100 bits is like $1, and then so on. So that's a way for people to tip you without having to, like, you know what your Venmo is, unless you put that up there, or, you know, without having to directly give your real info if you didn't want to do it, you know, cause I'm sure there's some people like gamers, et cetera, that are on Twitch that don't have that information. You know, they don't have that information like some of us DJs do. We'll put our PayPal, we'll put anything to send us money, you know.
Is that something that that users buy, or because I've gotten gifted subscriptions before? Is that also something gifted from, like, you know, like viewers or moderators, whatever, you know?
Correct. So I think with the way bits work, I think, I don't know what percentage, it's definitely closer to 100% versus, like, with a sub. If someone subs, gifts you a sub or subs to you, if you're tier one, then it would be 50%, I think.
Yeah, yep. 50-50. Tier 2 is 60-30. Tier 3 is 70-30.
Yeah, is that once you're a partner, or is that still affiliate?
That's affiliate. It's still. I'm pretty sure it's
okay, affiliate. Cool. And so,
with the bits, just picture them like tokens, Chuck E. Cheese tokens.
Yep.
Like, you're just paying tokens in a sense, but okay. you get 100% of that. So you don't have to, like, split. So ideally, you want bits because you get 100% of the profit. Twitch isn't making their cut.
At the end of the day, correct.
It's Twitch's currency, essentially. Yeah. It's Twitch's currency.
So you can get money from bits.
You
prepay.
Is Twitch traded on Coinbase, like on Bitcoin? Anybody know? Like, serious question.
No, they're not. When you purchase bits, it actually comes from the Apple Store.
Huh.
Oh, you can pay with
that. Or the Google Store. Yeah.
Did you know it's $1 more on your phone when you subscribe versus...
Yep. It's more expensive on your phone or iPad than
really?
It is.
I just learned that recently. I was kind of bummed out.
Actually, that makes sense too now, because I just bought bits on my phone yesterday. It came from Apple, and actually 95 bits were $1.99. So not even 100. So I don't know if the price went up or not, but I think it's 2 cents now.
It's because Twitch gets charged by Apple, I think. To make
transaction fees.
Yeah, to make the transaction happen.
Even though you pay more, but when people give you bits, it's still 1 cent, in a sense.
Yeah. So it's better to just buy it straight from, like, your website or straight from Twitch, like while you're watching on your computer. Mm-hmm. To buy gift subs, give out subs, sub. It's all cheaper if you're on the website.
So let's go to subs next. Audio One, can you break down how the subs work so everybody who has no idea what that looks like versus bits can understand it?
Subs are basically a subscription to your channel. So that tier one, they start at $4.99 or $5.99 if you use your phone. I believe it's $9.99 for a tier two, which I haven't dealt with yet. And the tier three, I believe, is either 19 or 24, right?
24. Nah, 24. Man, you're a bad mofo.
What's the difference between all the tiers?
A month for you? Well, you get how long you get subscribed for. So tier one, you're just subscribing for a month. You're basically paying for your months. So tier three is a 3 month.
Got it.
Ah.
Is tier three 3 months? I thought it was – no, I think it's only a month.
It's only a month, yeah.
It's still only a month.
Well, then so what's the difference between, you know, having –
You get different emotes then. So basically, if you're a tier three emote, you get the flex on, boys. Like, oh, you ain't got these emotes.
So when does it compete with OnlyFans?
That's what I was
It is OnlyFans.
Really, yeah.
It's OnlyFans and
Patreon for DJs.
Nah, what I've seen on Five's page, though, like with Five and those Vegas guys who are on all those bottle poppers, they'll literally have subscription battles to see who will subscribe the most.
Crazy.
Train the whole time. And it's just like, man. Who are y'all and why are you not on my channel?
Doesn't Five I've noticed Five is selling like merchandise now, man.
Yep.
He's actually, I saw just today, I always chime in, and he was, thing that I really respected that he did, he put up an Amazon cart that had links to, here's some basic stuff you need to stream, here's some of my merch, and here's some, he was doing more than just
like a wish list?
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I'm probably going to bite that.
Well, actually, you know what? That was something else. That was a perfect segue into another thing that people haven't really talked much about specifically to what Twitch broadcasters are doing. Buck, I know that there's like those brand partnerships. You just, big ups to you doing the Lollapalooza thing and getting the big respect from LL Cool J, like building up your brand like that. Nice. Can you talk some more about some of these brand partnerships and other kind of opportunities that have come out of Twitch as opposed to just the internal stuff? And we can come back to that in a second.
So like with Twitch alone, I mean, I've landed a computer sponsorship from the homies at EVGA. They built me this super dope gaming computer with a RTX 2080 graphics card.
Ooh, nice.
You know, I've been doing stuff for my audio sponsor, DOS Audio. Shout out DOS Audio. They've been
kind Lex.
Of a little ambassador. the last one that I just landed was with my people at Glowtronics. That's where some of these masks and whatnot
come from.
So basically, you know, we get some masks and whatnot, and he's throwing, you know, a little loot my way on a monthly basis using his slip mats that are glowing. And like, we got, you know, some custom stuff that we can do. So, I mean, those are just, you know, the three things as of late that's kind of built some extra revenue for me other than just relying on Twitch.
Flips, man. When's the Flipsy face mask coming in?
So the funny thing about that is I retired my like costume, mascot guy a while ago, but we were trying to figure out how to use like cheer points or chat points,
channel points,
you know, to keep people entertained in your chat. So with Twitch, there are bits, which is like real money, but then there's chat points for the people that are always in your chats. They get like points here and there throughout the time that you're streaming, and it adds up. So essentially, you can do like 1,000 chat points is like for me to drink water or something to hydrate. That's a big one that a lot of DJs have. And so like if Audio One is hanging out in my room and he's been chatting a lot and he just sees me kind of like, you know, whatever, he can redeem. Exactly. He can redeem like 1,000 points for me to hydrate. And I'm like, oh, cool. Thank you, Audio One. I got to drink some water. But it's funny because I think last week we were trying to figure out new things to add to that. And I'll literally just talk to everyone in my chat room like, hey, guys, I want some suggestions on while I'm DJing. I think going back to what you had asked in maybe the last show is like, I think it's definitely a combination of good DJing and interacting with everyone. Because I'm still going through my sets like normal, like if I was playing at a bar or a club. But I'm still talking to everyone at the same time. It's definitely a lot of, you know, doing a lot of multiple things at once. But so one of the ones that came up was like, all right, maybe like 10,000 chat points. I'll DJ with my Flipsy head for like, you know, a couple songs. just because, you know, it's funny. I know what I'm doing when I'm DJing. I don't care. I don't really care what anyone else thinks. If they come into my room and they're like, what the hell is this guy doing? You know, I don't care. My fans and my followers or whatever know what I'm doing. And if they've been following me for as long as, you know, 3-4 months already, they know what's going on. You know, I'm not really worried about what anyone thinks if I'm like DJing with a flipsy mask for, you know, a couple songs. And plus, it gets them more engaged as far as like talking and spending their points and staying in the room and not DJ hopping to like other rooms.
Yeah.
And I said that on our first episode of the podcast, that you are not afraid to say that you're not DJing for the DJs when this all kicked off. You're like, I'm doing this for the everyday people that are stuck at home. And this is how it's built up for you. So like,
I had a lot of people hit me up and just messaged me like, dude, you don't understand what your music does for me. I've been going through a rough time, you know, little things like that. And just to make that impact on someone else's life when I'm just in here having fun doing what I do, but just to uplift someone is a blessing. Also, real quick, before we get scatterbrained, for those who can't multitask, that's where that Discord comes into play, because those are channel topics that you can talk about for those who follow you to help ease up with maybe being engaged right then and there for those who are a little busy. But that's a prime example of when Discord would be a great way to utilize.
I was going to say, too, back to what we were talking before, is another reason why I do want to stay on Twitch even after like things get back to whatever the new normal is. There's always going to be people on Twitch, whether it's our friends or
nerds are still going to be nerds.
Well, not only
nerds, introverts, like it's given.
Not only that.
Oh, go ahead.
Father time, and we all know that most of us have been DJing long enough to see 2, 3, 4 generations of friends circle in and out of the clubs.
Yeah.
And that's always going to happen. But this is a space where they can stay. There's no timing out necessarily, because you're not like, oh, man. You know, I always have friends joke like, yo, when's your like 7 o'clock set? When they're like, you don't even get to the club till 10:30, 11. You're like, you're crazy. I'm dead asleep by then. So this has, you know, certainly allowed DJs to connect to their own personal friends, and then also the fans that might have followed them when they first were into DJing, first into going out to clubs, and they're not going regardless. You couldn't even pay them to go out.
Christmas gets to be too packed. It's nice that you get to be in the safe space of your own spot, and not have to be like sardines and smell like armpit, or you know. That's another good advantage of it too.
I think too, it's given a space for like for non-DJs, like not like people who are introverted that do stay home. It's given them a way to like be somebody, and not in a, you know, in a good way. Like there's people, like I said earlier on, I think on the last show, that like are getting shouted out that might not have ever gotten noticed ever. You know, maybe they're at home all the time and they never went out. All of a sudden they're on Twitch for some odd reason, and DJ 5, DJ Buck Rogers is shouting them out for just, you know, subbing to them and just hanging out in the chats. And those people, I don't think are going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Even for me, like saying what's up to a DJ that I looked up to that I never knew before. And they're just like, hey, what's up, Flips? I'm like, yo, that's kind of dope. And I've been DJing for a while. I'm like, that's kind of dope.
And like most of us anyway are true fans of the art form. So we have DJ friends and DJs that we look up to and we're fans of. And that never stops, you know, whether you're just a straight up hater, you know, or somebody that just feels like, you know, I do this for me, but not for the love of the culture. I'm sure there's people out there like that. But like most of us truly love this art form and this culture.
Oh yeah.
And so you get that kind of little kid feeling when you are on somebody's page that you look up to, and they're like, what's up, bro? Thanks for being here. You know, so imagine what that feels like to somebody that's 5 levels removed from that. Mm-hmm. So this is next rapid fire question. I want everybody so we get everybody in there. I want you just to, so your best Twitch moment so far, or a packed dance floor of people dancing, having a great time, which would you prefer? Ooh. Flips.
Wait, why am I first?
Because they're just the first one on my screen.
I mean, I love Twitch, but obviously being a packed dance floor.
There, thank you. I don't want the explanation. I want the answer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back dance floor.
Back dance floor. I mean, it's just that feeling of like this people. The energy is different. It's just, yeah. Well,
a packed Zoom room.
fake answer, fake news.
The best of both worlds.
KDMC.
I mean, man, you know, my residency here is like my second home. I mean, even though I love my home and I love Twitch streaming, Pac Dance Floor is always going to win. Real life.
That's what I'm saying.
And Audio One.
Pac Dance Floor, 100%.
No doubt.
But not now, though. I don't.
Oh no! Of course not. No, I'm saying like
I don't want to be anywhere close to a packed dance floor now.
No, no, we all understand that side of it.
But right now, yeah, sure. Everybody's like going with a packed dance floor. Everybody wants to be a DJ in real life. But as far as like financially, you know, I mean, everybody's got to make their money somehow. But Audio One, we got to get your opinion on. You know, you got partnered recently. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how does that feel, and like, what are you doing to like really like get up there like more?
You know, just it's been only a few days since I've been partnered, and
better really, get the emotes up, son. That's one. You get 21 emotes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the first thing I asked. That's the first thing I asked Audio One. I was like, get your emotes up.
Dude, I change that on a daily basis.
Working on my team is working on them. No, honestly, I'm just, you know, talking with Flips, talking with Fly and Heavy and Neil Jackson. It's just, what are we going to do going forward? You know, like I told you guys earlier, like I'm, you know, I stumbled upon this lane of like the whole Spanish world on Twitch that's non-existent. And now I'm sort of not, I started doing my show, and then now I've sort of gotten a few other DJs to start doing Spanish mix shows as well, you know, and so now we're sort of like, if anything, we're now becoming like the pioneers of that part of Twitch, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, just thinking forward, man, like, you know, just ways to stay creative, ways to, you know, just make people's lives better, you know what I'm saying? Because the reality is what you know, the pandemic has been both a gift and a curse. The reality is, before, people only saw us as the DJ. They saw Flips, they saw Geometrics, Bo, AS1, Stylist, Sean, Buck, ADMC. Like, they just saw us up there on the turntables. They would dap us up, get drunk, and that's all they knew about us. Now, in the last few months, they've had a rare glimpse into the inside the mind of Flips, the inside of the mind of Audio One. Like, who are we? Like, before the pandemic, I didn't really like using a microphone. If anything, I used this pandemic as an excuse to actually get better at presenting on a microphone, because I've been DJing 30, it's gonna be 31 years this year. This is the first time I feel comfortable using a microphone in my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I can now walk around and present where I didn't have that earlier this year.
That was gonna be my next rapid fire question to ask all you guys. So we'll do it the same way. We just got Audio One's answer, I think, but we'll start with you. Will you implement engaging the crowd on the microphone in person more? And even if that's to the individual, when you're back in a live setting,
most definitely, yeah, way better, more than before. But you know, in the club, it's always gonna be, you know, depending on the situation, you know, on Twitch and online, you really have to engage in order to keep people to stay with you. But online, I mean, in person, definitely when it's necessary, for sure.
ADMC?
Here's my thing. I've never been a good microphone user. Even on Twitch, I am terrible, but I know I have to do it. So I have gotten more comfortable about it. But back in real life, I think your question was, I will not be on the microphone.
you'll retire the microphone.
Yes,
live gigs,
because I'll still be doing both. Here and in the club setting.
So all the people out there, if you want to hear ADMC talk, you gotta go to
Twitch.
That's gotta go to his Twitch. Don't go see him at the club.
His rate is Twitch.
Yeah. If you talk in chat, I'll talk in real life.
Mo, what's up with what do you feel?
Yeah, I'm not turning back from using the mic now, because like I feel like with me doing the comedy shows, it was kind of like an issue with the host of me not talking a lot on the mic. And Twitch helped me build that muscle. So like now I'm like, well, I'm gonna just hit the ground running with it once things get back to normal. That's or new normal, whatever it is.
Yeah. Buck?
I've always kind of used the mic, especially the more whiskey I drink. But obviously, Whiskey Rogers is bad. But it also does the venue. You know, there's some venues that don't want you to use it, but for those that allow you, because like even then, it still helps you engage.
Yeah,
like the place could be dead, and you can be like, "All right, motherfuckers, let's take a social together or whatever."
Motherfuckers.
So it's you know, but timing in a place. So yes.
How about you, Flips?
I think coming from clubs and wherever I played, I was always on the mic anyway, shouting people out, even just for fun. So I think that helped being on now that I am on Twitch. It's definitely helped bring it from the club to Twitch. But I've always shouted people out when I saw them. As long as I knew someone, I had no problem getting on the mic. If it helps keep someone staying, spending more money, you know, making my friends look a little bit cooler, you know, I don't know. I had no problem shouting people out on the mic.
Yeah, two training grounds for that, guys, for you guys that are late trying to do that in the Twitch realm, would be mobile DJing, club DJing, wedding DJing specifically. That's where I remember 2012, that's where I learned how to basically learn how to command a crowd, you know, own that shit. Basically, it's like, you need to make this announcement. I was being paid whatever to do the wedding. I'm like, shit, I gotta make an announcement. You know, are you gonna crumble? Or are you gonna fucking make
the crumbly?
So you know,
exactly, crumbly.
Creme crumbly. Brulee.
So this is good though. It's true. A lot of us technique style DJs or guys that like to dig deep, we're introverted in the terms of like, you know, we never really thought about being the mic dude as a highlight of the DJ lifestyle we wanted. But, you know, again, at the end of the day, you work in nightclubs like Flips or weddings where you're forced to use a mic, or nightclubs where there's bottle service going on and there be announcements made and people want to get shouted out. You know, if you don't have an MC, that's, you know, this is where you're going to learn how all those, techniques, you know, to get better for those that are looking to get better on the mic.
Yeah. I want to jump off of that point real quick. One of the things, thank you for that segue, Aswan. One of the things that I've always paid a lot of attention to, and I wanted to send this to you, Bo, is stand-up comedy and DJs have had parallels drawn between the two crafts for so long because you have to go out to the club every day of the week and watch what other people do and work your way up and build the skill set and make a name for yourself. Right. So, Bo, you're in a really interesting situation, part of the overachievers, and I wanted to know if in your Twitch world where you've got your own fan following for you as a DJ, I've seen that you've done some collab stuff with the homie Pedro Knight doing the Adobo party. Have you guys got any plans to bring in the overachievers brand where you've got the stand-up comedy element involved in your DJing to the Twitch platform?
Yeah, we've talked about it. We're trying to do like a live podcast type of situation, because like we're already doing a live podcasting on a podcast show on YouTube, and with how Twitch is built, we're like, well, we might as well just tap into it, because he, like my business partner, he's not really doing a lot of live shows like he would normally do. So we figure if we can use a streaming platform, kind of incorporate that, it'll kind of be a win-win for both of us. So it's something we'll like definitely like within the next month. We have a space already set up, so we're just trying to get like the right format for it,
the right stuff.
I would say bringing the comedy, that's dope. Do you guys know DJ Zomano? Yes.
Zo.
Okay. So if you've watched his shows,
exactly how
comedy,
yeah,
turntablism, DJ, whatever. I love it. Like he's just making jokes, but at the same time, he's just like cutting
that's
it out.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. But it's a dope watch. Like, and
it is.
That's what I was saying. Like, if you can do that, that's awesome. Like, I'm like, man, he's just a joker, and he's just like killing it.
By the way, Zoe is my youngest child. By the way,
Zoe was on the episode a few episodes back with us, and for those that don't know, Zoe had is from Virginia.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gio had put him on to a lot of things, and when we reached out to him, and he realized,
I'm a proud papa, man. Whatever I see, Zoe.
He's killing it.
He's like, Gio. I have to do the show, man. Gio's like my dad.
We'll get him back. We'll get him back. But, yo.
Like, he doesn't talk like that.
This has been an awesome show. I mean, we're running out of time. That is going to be it for this show. But before we wrap up, we'll give some time for our guests to plug anything they have going on. So promote whatever you like, starting with, let's go, alphabetical order, ADMC.
at this point, you can find me on Twitch on Fridays and Saturdays around 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Other than that, I don't have much else going on. So we'll hope to see you there. And I might start a little sooner after this convo. So play to the older crowd.
What, can you hear for it? What are those belts in the background?
Those are wrestling belts.
Oh, yeah. So these belts are
worth every comments. Time. Every
yeah, so
but those are the Goldie Awards.
No, these are
okay.
No, the trophy is the Goldie Award.
All right, they look like wrestling belts.
They are wrestling belts. So there's a local competition in Pittsburgh called Drummer versus DJ, uh-huh. And I have a buddy who him and I you might have seen us on Instagram videos, Dylan Wood. He's an amazing drummer.
Yeah,
he's
actually,
before the shutdown happened, touring with this Bear.
Bucks.
So we got paired up, and there's a competition with a drummer and a DJ, and you do 30-minute sets, and then you get judged and won every single one that they've ever had. So those are where those belts come from.
What's the name of the battle, just so people know? What was it again?
It's called Drummer versus DJ, presented by Fresh Brand. And shout out to homie RB for putting that on, and shout out my homie Dylan for being the dude who makes me look better as a DJ.
Thank you. All right.
Next up, we have Audio One.
Yeah, you can catch me on Twitch Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern. Mondays, Boom Bap Mondays. Wednesdays, Fiesta Latina en Ingles y en Español. Fridays, TGIF Throwbacks. And Saturday is Broke Ass EDC, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern. And everyone on social media at DJ Audio One.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh.
I'm on Twitch Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I do Motherland Mondays, which is like a lot of Afro, just a lot of like Caribbean diaspora, like sounds, Latin stuff mixed in there too. Whatever Wednesdays, I just play whatever I want. Funky Fridays, I've been trying to keep it more funky, but I think I'm switching back to just playing whatever. Just keep it.
Oh,
more fun for me that way. But I do it all at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Nice. And shit, man, Buck Rod. If you guys aren't seeing this, man, you gotta go through the video chat, man.
You gotta
go to the video stream because like fucking like Buck Rogers is showing off his Goldie Awards.
All right.
I'm waiting
for Adam to get his.
Hey, let's calm down.
Whoa, ADMC's got his
Goldie. But it's rotating though.
First time you're gonna see Buck Rogers in ADMC.
Yeah,
Goldie Awards. Right here.
There you go.
I love it.
All right, Buck Rogers, what you got going on?
Time to be determined, but I'm going to do like a Machine Monday, Music Monday, doing some production stuff and whatnot every Monday. I got the Wednesday Wub Down, which is like bass for your face, kind of similar to what Craze would be doing, but we just anything wubby, bass-like.
Yeah,
We do that midnight Central Standard Time, so it's 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern. And then other than that, I'm pretty much just, I call it Buckfast Club. So it's just usually I don't start till midnight and go till about 9 in the morning. So
damn.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Those times are just random. Like, those are just pop-ups. So just the Buckfist Club.
There you go. And finally, on
social media at DJ Buck Rogers, RODGERS. Once you're not bucking with me, you won't forget the D, and I'm talking about the spelling of my name.
Get it right, folks. All right. And finally, Flips, our good friend Flips.
What's up? So you can catch me on Twitch also. Monday nights, I do chill R&B and slow jams. Tuesdays, 90s, early 2000s, hip-hop and R&B. Thursdays is 80s. And then Fridays are like pop, 90s and 2000s pop, house, and like guilty pleasures, which is like Michelle Branch and go all over the place. Mandy Moore, Candy, into like Black Box, into Benga Boys, and like all that kind of stuff. But then come back around and play, like I said, Michelle Branch and what's John Cicada and stuff like that. And it's crazy because it's popping. I don't know why, man. People love that stuff. I mean, you know, it's all about bringing back like the old memories, but people are there. People are hanging out. I literally had two early issues last week with like my audio cutting out. And that's another thing. You can watch me try to troubleshoot crap on OBS because it's always something every show. There's always something. Nope. But, you know, people were still checked in and they came back. And, you know, even with the audio issues, I got it fixed. And, you know, it's still a fun party. And sometimes I'll play on Saturdays. That just depends if I have a gig or not.
Dope, man. Well, you heard it here first, man. If you guys want to, like, do well in your Twitch stream, man, you got to troubleshoot. So, once again, folks, give it up one more time for our special guest. ADMC, Buck Rogers, Flip, E1, and DJ Bo.
Prep, prep.
If you missed this show, you can watch the replay of this episode and any of our past shows on facebook.com/beatrefinery or youtube.com/beatrefinery. If you prefer to listen to the audio side of things, this episode is going to be uploaded this Thursday to Apple, Spotify, Mixloud, wherever you consume and listen to all things podcast. So be sure to subscribe and rate us. We always appreciate the love and support from all of y'all. Again, this show is brought to you by Beat Refinery DJ School at Bach to Rock. Learn how to mix, scratch, and make music by visiting beatrefinery.com. We have school locations across the nation. So we have a new show next week. And a new set of people on the panel. So we'll see you all back here next Monday. Stay safe. Wash those hands. Keep wearing a mask. And spread some love, folks. So everybody, and I mean everybody, say peace.
Peace.
Peace. Bye, guys.